In this bulletin, people urged to be careful when swimming as a heatwave bakes the southeast of Australia. Japan to restart commercial whale hunting. And in tennis, Leighton Hewitt coming out of retirement to play doubles with Alex de Minaur. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guyon. An extreme heatwave will bring record-breaking temperatures and dangerous fire conditions across Australia's southeast over the next few days. The Bureau of Meteorology has predicted the temperature to rise above 40 degrees in many parts of New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. Speaking to Channel 7, Ben Shepherd from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service is urging people to be careful in the heat and have a plan in case a bushfire starts.
What we're really asking people is to know what they're going to do if threatened by fire, where they're going to go and what they're going to take, because we've got a population now that is either starting to move or already moved around the state as part of school holidays. So if you're visiting an area that is under bushfire-prone land, you need to have an idea of what you're going to do. So if you're camping, holidaying an area that's surrounded by bush, know what you're going to do if you're in that area over the next few days if threatened by fire.
People are reminded to drink plenty of water, stay in the shade, and to only swim in safe areas. Surf Life Saving CEO Adam Weir wants people to take care when swimming and choose a beach that's patrolled.
It's a really busy time for people as they're, you know, visiting their loved ones out over Christmas and New Year's, over summer. Temperatures are very warm, and we're just urging people to, you know, stay safe when they go to the beach, look after themselves, look after their families and their loved ones.
30 people have drowned in Australia this month alone. Japan has announced it will be leaving the International Whaling Commission and restarting commercial whaling for the first time in 30 years in July. Countries in the IWC are allowed to catch whales for scientific research. However, since the 1980s, have not been allowed to kill them for commercial use. A government spokesperson says the decision is about preserving culture, as whale meat has traditionally been eaten in Japan.
What we're concerned about is a new era of pirate whaling opening up in the Northern Hemisphere. We are concerned that it might encourage other countries to leave the IWC to follow the example of Japan. And it also concerns us because Japan is walking away from multilateralism, from the rules-based order and the international agreements that there are to conserve marine wildlife.
Conservationists are upset by Japan's decision and want to urge countries to stay committed to protecting whales. Humane Society International worker Nicole Bayan says they're concerned more than just whales will be impacted negatively by Japan's decision.
What we're concerned about is a new era of pirate whaling opening up in the Northern Hemisphere. We are concerned that it might encourage other countries to leave the IWC to follow the example of Japan. And it also concerns us because Japan is walking away from multilateralism, from the rules-based order and the international agreements that there are to conserve marine wildlife.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is losing the support of older workers, according to the latest news poll data. Mr. Morrison is polling better than Bill Shorten as preferred leader, but his number of supporters aged 50 and above is down by 45%, with many expressing disappointment in his performance. The coalition government is also looking to be at risk of losing 24 seats at the next federal election, with the Morrison government unable to win back lost voters. President Donald Trump has made a surprise visit to the US Army base in Iraq to thank the troops for their service and wish them a happy holiday. The three-hour visit was Mr. Trump's first to a conflict zone in his 2 years of presidency and comes just days after he announced that the US military will be removed from Syria. Mr. Trump confirmed US military presence will continue in Iraq. Speaking to the troops, President Trump praised them for their commitment.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria. 2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore. Great job.
Leighton Hewitt is coming out of retirement to play doubles at the Brisbane International with up-and-coming Australian player Alex de Minaur. Now 37 years old, Hewitt retired from professional singles tennis 2 years ago, but will pick up the racket again after he won a wildcard doubles pass for the tennis season opening event. His partner, 19-year-old Alex de Minaur, is mentored by Hewitt and had a stellar breakout season where he rose from world number 208 to just 31 after making it to two ATP finals and the third round at two of the Grand Slam tennis events. De Minaur was awarded the 2018 ATP Newcomer of the Year honours and was joint winner with Ash Barty for this year's John Newcomb Medal, which is Australian tennis's highest accolade. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, very hot, becoming cloudy and 41. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 36. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, hot and sunny, 37. Wollongong, sunny and 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, much the same, 33. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 27. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.